So you ready to do this? All right, let's roll with the news.
It's time for the most insightful wrestling show today. Wrestling Weekly is on the air.
Are we ready?
I'm very excited.
Please join us in the chat room at WrestlingWeekly.com to submit questions for tonight's guests.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Doc Young.
He is my friend.
And the inimitable Les Thatcher.
He's a legend. He's one of the greatest of all time.
You're listening to Wrestling Weekly.
The most dominant force in this business today.
And it all starts tonight.
Yeah.
We're the stars of this piece of...
And now, your host for Wrestling Weekly, Doc Young and legendary Les Thatcher.
Doc Young and Les Thatcher with you here to Wrestling Weekly. It's been a long week. Seems like we haven't done a show in a long time, Les.
Really?
To me,
it's been 7 days like every other week, Doc.
I don't know. I just been doing all this work for the Wrestling Radio Network, and it just seems like it's been a long time since we've gotten together with our friends.
Well, all right, Doc. Well, we are there now, though, are we not?
Yeah, we are on, and tonight we've got ring announcer Justin Roberts from WWE, and of course, legendary George the Animal Steel, green tongue and all. He's going to be here.
George was eating turnbuckle covers, and now it's gone to live worms. What can I tell you? The evolution.
The evolution of wrestling.
Yeah. WWE's pay-per-view didn't get great reviews.
No.
I guess the deal was two matches that everybody kind of got into was Van Damme and Benjamin.
Of course. I knew that'd be a show stealer.
And the main event. They pretty much said that that's what's pulled it out. It was too tough about Trish separating her shoulder.
Yes.
And, man, when you see that on the tape and the way they slow it down, man.
Painful looking.
Yeah.
And I was looking forward to a good match between the two.
Yeah.
But they had to cut it short.
Yeah, but, you know, that's there again. You know, we talk about injuries. We were talking about that last week. And it's just, you know, the more you do, the more chances there are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's out for about 6 weeks.
Yes.
Yep. And, and then TNA's numbers dropped, to 0.8 this past Thursday night?
Yeah, not looking good for TNA. They're dropping a tenth of a point every week.
Well, you know, short term, it's really tough to say in 3 weeks. I got my fingers and toes crossed and everything else. I just it comes back to, and people say, well, what's the answer? If I knew the answer, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
I'd be making seven figures and down there running somebody's shit if I were that. You know, the truth is, with any company, it comes down to tinkering. But basically, I think, you know, this possession is nine-tenths of the law thing with Abyss and Christian. Is, I didn't like that particular storyline or angle in 1970, and I don't care for it now.
No, it's kind of overdone.
Well, see, here's the thing. On the other side of that coin, here stands the voice of authority, right?
Mm-hmm.
Larry Zbysko, correct?
Right.
Okay. And if he is the voice of authority, why does he allow that to happen? Does that mean that if I happen to grab the belt, I'm automatically the champion to whoever was wearing the belt beats me?
Right.
Does that show you any particular? See, to me, still, we're portraying a sporting event, and we should parallel, the other industries to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think rules are what makes heels, because if there's no rules, there's nothing to break.
Right.
You know, and that's, that's just as it is. But, you know, they're going to have to tinker with it a little bit and wait to hope something catches fire, you know. And of course, the big news, the ECW, and everyone's speculating on how... You know, we went over that last week. It's just hard to say. One thing it's going to do is take some of the better independent wrestlers off the, off the free market, which means they won't be working part time for TNA and or Ring of Honor.
Right.
That, I mean, so that in a certain way puts the quietus, you know, on a few people there for those companies. I do believe that, obviously, or at least the story is that they're booking the medium-sized arenas and the smaller venues. And I truly believe that if they get a foothold there at the ECW arena, that, they'll end up being the only game in town.
You think they'll try that with the ECW arena and other arenas? Or?
Well, it happens, all over the world in terms of, maybe you can't get exclusivity,
mm-hmm.
but, look, Doc, I want to book in your venue, and, we do X number of millions of dollars with you X number of times a year, and so that's pretty good revenue for you, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And okay, well, here's all I ask is, you don't put, we run an event this date, and we just ask that you don't have people the same type of event 60 days either side of us.
Right.
So then we book ourselves in there every 3 months. And then somebody doesn't want to run that close to you anyway, because that doesn't make good sense for either person,
mm-hmm.
Because it dips into everybody's pocket. Anyway, so, so it's not an exclusive deal, but it is. You know what I'm saying? It's not technically, but it is.
Yeah.
Or at least it becomes that if you go in there and run with any consistency. So, I think that's something that's a possibility. I'm not sure that's going to happen. But it's simpler. It's simpler. Buy the building.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we're talking about Madison Square Garden here.
Right.
And I don't mean that in a slanderous way or, in a mean way, but it's just for a large corporation, it wouldn't be that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's small potatoes. No, I think the one good thing is it's going to give some guys steady paychecks, that were out there having the hustle on the indies.
Yeah.
Which is nothing wrong with that. That's cool. I hope another 10 companies start up. as long as they can pay their bills and keep going and keep good guys working. I'm all for that.
Yeah. Could be looking at a boom coming up.
Well, I don't, I would like to think that. JR getting the street named after him, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. JR is a class guy, and he's back at that. The old his familiar spot on Monday nights, or at least will be starting next week. And you know what? We're right now voting for best promo of the year. Joey Styles has got to be in the running.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I just watched it here a little while ago on DVR, and it was good.
Joey's the man. He's my new hero.
Well, you know what? But see that's the Joey Styles that everybody listened to on ECW.
Exactly.
And now, what I was saying? What he was saying, nobody's done it before, nobody's done it since. And, I crossed a barrier. But from the time I started as a commentator, I worked single, like he does or did on ECW.
Yeah, when he said that, I thought about, what about Les Thatcher?
Yeah, well, a lot of people. Gordon worked as a single. Ed Caprell, Bob Cottle, Lance Russell. Well, no, Lance had Brown with him.
Yeah, I think he's talking nationally.
Well, yeah, that's, that's like I was thinking, Gordon and I worked together in Atlanta, and, that came up one time in a conversation with Watts and some of the owners, talking about, just to pare down cost. And I said, here we are in Atlanta. The Braves, the Hawks, the Falcons, and they all have two-man teams. So if you're going to look like you belong in that league, then you do what they do. I mean, to a certain degree, right?
Right.
Okay, so that, But, yeah, when I first started in 70 up in Canada, Eastern Canada, I was solo. I mean, now you occasionally you'd have a heel sit in, or even maybe once in a great while, a baby face,
mm-hmm.
But, and when Cottle and I were both doing the show in Raleigh, they used to do a record at that point. Bob actually did the Raleigh show and the feed that went out off of that station. At the same time, I was across the room and out of his camera range doing a second recording, which went out to other outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sometimes you'd have a heel or even a baby face once in a while sit in, you know, to help call a match or something. But then, actually, the teams didn't get started until later in the 70s. You know, I mean, where everybody was doing it. I mentioned Gordon and I in Atlanta, and that was during the war, 73 and 74. But, yeah, I was thinking, yeah, when he said that, I thought, you know, a lot of us have done that, but that's cool. And it is actually two different styles. You know, and I got to thinking, JR has made a the transition to sports entertainment storytelling. But you know what? He's done it so seamlessly. And you know, that's but he can work the other way because I've worked with him.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, and he has done the single guy gig before as well. You know, that's, you know, but it's like he and Lawler. That's, and I'm not saying this is a parallel, but like Don Meredith, you know, was with Howard Cosell. There's a chemistry there that, like, how long did ABC try to make up that same thing after Cosell and Meredith were gone?
Right.
And it never, you know, I mean, they were good teams, but they never had that same chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way it is with the King and JR, you know, for better or for worse. But, yeah, JR, and you know what, when I say this, I mean, every young commentator can pattern him. You know, a lot of people say, well, where do you have your choices? Well, JR is not a bad one. And you know what, Joey Styles, when he's cut loose and let to do what he does, is good, too.
Yeah.
You know. Now, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know how to tell a story. I mean, when I say that, you know, they got me to thinking about it, and I thought, well, I don't know. You know, a lot of times, well, if you could see some of the old 70s stuff, and it's out there somewhere, Gordon and I, you know, there wasn't a lot of difference in what it was like. Just, you know, he'd call it play-by-play and then throw it to me. Now, as a wrestler, I would interject, you know, something from that point of view, but we just kept up, you know, and we would occasionally say, you know, a guy's, you know, psyching himself up for a match with so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
But for the, you know, the most part, it was calling the match.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot different now.
Well, well,
in,
you know,
WWE,
but
it is.
Why is it a lot different?
Because...
that's it.
No.
It's a lot different because the only game in town is that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't but see, that's the other thing. This is a business of creativity, and that's why there's got to, you know, if there's other...
Don't ever make me stutter again.
Huh?
I said, don't ever make me stutter again.
That. Well, you have an answer for
I was going to say, because that's the way Vince wants it.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, and you know what? When there were 30 territories, guess what? Most of the styles in that, whatever that territory happened to be, were built around the people that ran the office if they actually wrestled. You know, the booker or whoever. So yeah, you know, it's not a new concept either. But it, you know, I think now they're just getting more away from wrestling. Wrestling is a side dish to the, you know, Saturday Night Live concept.
Yeah.
And you know what? Again, if that's the way they're going, then you, either you do or you don't, you know. And,
it's just kind of sad to see it slipping away.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of the stuff is over. You know, the segments they drag on and on, you know, and some of it obviously aren't funny. But then, you know, there comes the other thing, too. You know, years ago it was, hey, let's decide which guys are the best workers and who's the best heels and the best baby faces. And then we see who's got the chemistry, and then we put those people together, and the sparks fly, and the people buy tickets, and we all make money, right? It's not necessarily that way anymore. It's now, you know, and...
Now you've got, you know, Vince giving Candace McMahon-gasms on pay-per-view.
See, but Doc said, oh,
Doc,
I want to be Vince, right? That's... Doc said, I wish I were Vince. I know.
I think that's what the whole point of it was, so people, you know, could say, I want to be Vince.
You know what? This whole JR or Joey Styles thing is, you know, in this particular situation, they both end up coming out great, I think, because Joey will be obviously much more at home, you know, calling ECW style.
And they'll let him do a style, I believe.
Well, if you know, that's the other thing. People, you know, talk about the water. Well, you know, if it is the watered down version, if it gets too watered down, then it's not going to fly.
Right.
But see, here's the other thing, Doc. I think the whole issue. I don't see it, even with a new generation being what it was, because back then, bless his heart, Paul, you know, gave the illusion that it was us against them.
Right.
Right. And you know, it's us against the world. And you know, for a lot of young people, that was a cool deal to take up. Now, you know, I personally, I'm not into hardcore. I don't care who's doing it. It's just not my thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I enjoyed ECW, the talent that was in there, you know, when Benoit and Malenko and Eddie and Ray Ray and those guys were in there doing long matches. And, you know, and even in Candido and later on, you know, Storm and Incredible and, you know, Jerry Lynn and those guys. I mean, I'm all up for that, you know. And you know, it's obviously, again, it's going to put some guys to work, give them steady income, and I'm definitely up for that, you know, for the guys in the industry. But, you know, I don't know. We'll have, in a year from now, we'll talk about it and say, hey, you know, what's up?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, you know, because, again, I don't know how you get the same feeling, especially since it is very much common knowledge that this is something that's owned by a conglomerate called WWE, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's still just an offshoot. I mean, even if they let them cut it loose, I just don't see it having the exact same feeling, right?
Yeah, and it's not going to be.
No. Well, you can't, you know, what was the title of the book? You Can't Go Home Again, right?
That's true.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. But they'll, you know, and they can recapture. And, you know, here's the other thing. Maybe once a year is what made it so special. You know, and then it'll be special for a while. But then, you know, again, it's like talking about the TNA ratings. Just dropped another, you know, .1. Okay. But it's only 3 weeks. And so what does that mean exactly? I don't know. It means it's 3 weeks. You know, let's talk about it in six. Let's talk about it in 12.
Uh-huh.
You know, then you've got some sort of pattern.
Yeah, too early to panic.
Well, yeah, you know, and here's the thing. I think it goes to the when you're talking about house shows years ago, you're talking about the same thing at TV now. If you have a new product, you know, you have to convince the people to call their neighbors and say, hey, Charlie, bring the wife and come over, man. Thursday night is really cool. We watch this great new wrestling show. Remember when wrestling used to be blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that's what you've got to do. You know, it's what we had to do years ago in the venues, in the high school gyms, and the small auditoriums, you know.
As it is, I'm not used to it. I have to catch the Saturday replay twice because I forgot it was on.
Well, it's kind of like us jumping around, right? Then you see what kind of problems we're having.
Right. It's the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, and I know, you, and you're probably the same way with the ladies. You tell me, no, we're never going to move again, and we do, right?
I tell them I'm never going to leave them.
You tell us all what we want to hear.
They're the only one for me.
And do what you want, right?
Yeah.
I know how you are.
TNA has a new internet show that's going to be starting tomorrow. It's called Global Impact, hosted by Jeremy Borash.
Okay.
Now, the online show is going to feature exclusive footage, interviews, news updates, matches, and a bunch of other stuff. Tomorrow is the first half-hour program, and Christy Hemme is going to be co-hosting.
All right. So, can you watch it? I started to see you'll watch it.
I'll watch it on the Internet, yes.
Okay, cool. Well, then as long as she's co-hosting, we know you'll be there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We can go to the bank with that.
I miss Christy. We got to get her back on the show.
All right.
TNAWrestling.com is where you can go and find that. It's called Global Impact, starting tomorrow.
And you'll be joined there by Doc Young.
Yeah, you can come in. If they have a chat room or something like that, you'll see me in there.
All right.
Trying to get Christy's number.
Okay, move along, Doc.
Pamela Rogers, the former Miss Monday Nitro, was arrested again for allegedly sending sexually explicit photos and videos of herself using a mobile phone to a former student she had been charged with having an affair with.
Right.
Miss Rogers has been arrested, had been arrested less than 2 weeks ago after she was charged with violating her probation by sending messages to the young boy on MySpace. Miss Rogers is a gym teacher, and she was released in February after being sent to jail for 9 months in a plea deal last August. She had been released in February for good behavior. Rogers was forbidden by the court to have any type of contact with a former student. So it's back to jail for Miss Rogers.
You know what? I've got to ask a question here, Doc, as you were running down that particular news item. I had to think, if Miss Rogers were just a former plumber, would she get this kind of publicity? Or is it just in the wrestling community that it's interesting because she was formerly associated with wrestling in some remote way?
Well, she was formerly nationally known. I don't think it has so much to do with her being a wrestler.
Okay. When I say that, you realize, I mean, you're old enough to realize that the news media has changed in a lot of, like, you know, I mean, where things that were fluff pieces and barely used, you know, once a week or something years ago are, you know, are nightly deals and so forth and so on. Now.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking exactly, you know, how far spread that particular news item, you know.
Yeah.
The wrestling reference, how, you know, it was just in the wrestling community, or did somebody make a point of that, say, in the Omaha Gazette, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'll stop thinking.
as reported earlier, WWE SmackDown personality Paul Mercannon has requested his release, and the release was granted last Thursday.
Palmer
Cannon gone from the company.
You know what? I don't know what it was all about, so I won't take sides.
Well, I guess the story is that he was being hazed by the SmackDown stars, and he got tired of it, and almost got in a fist fight with JBL over it, and decided to just go home instead.
Well, you know what? I always said, and I told some guys, you know, it's if you just go with the flow, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once they see they've gotten to you, they're going to get to you. That's just, and when I say that, I'm not condoning it, nor am I denouncing it necessarily. It's just,
right.
You know, been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were all rookies, we were all young guys, and I've seen some of the guys that you know, years after they were no longer rookies, get the same, you know, get picked on, and simply because they were easy.
Yeah.
Right. And they reacted to it.
And it made it that much more fun when they reacted to it.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've seen, you know, I remember a guy. He's passed away now. Johnny Emanuel, an Italian kid, and one of those hairy people, right?
Yeah.
And couldn't get him up to go someplace. A bunch of us, and so a couple of the guys decided. This was a day off. A couple of guys decided. I forget why he was so out. Maybe he'd been drinking the night before. But anyway, they shaved stripes in the hair on his legs. Right?
Yeah.
And he didn't notice this until it was all, you know, almost until he started getting ready for a match. The next night, he really didn't pay any attention. Right?
Yeah.
And anyway, things like that, you know, which are kind of harmless, you know, but just goofy. But I don't know how out of hand this got or it didn't, you know, and that's hard to say. But again, you know, if you can't deal with it, then obviously you don't want to be there.
Yeah.
I the kid's put in his time, but, you know, maybe he'll hook up someplace else, and maybe the business wasn't meant for him. I don't know.
Maybe they'll treat him better. Who knows?
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to take a quick break. We've got George the Animal Steel coming up, but next, WWE ring announcer Justin Roberts going to be on Wrestling Weekly on the other side of this commercial. You're listening to Doc Young and Les Thatcher on Wrestling Weekly on the Wrestling Radio Network.
So many of these wrestling websites nowadays strongly promote their pay-per-view play-by-plays as if they were something unbelievably special. The problem is that they are not special. In fact, they're all the same. Nothing separates one from the other, and if you've seen one, you've seen them all. However, there is one site that has original play-by-play that's different from all the rest. 4WWrestling.com, a proud supporter of the Voice of Wrestling radio show, invites you to witness the ultimate play-by-play experience live during every WWE pay-per-view. And if you're asking what makes them so different, well, 4W-Wrestling.com is the only site to put up pictures from the actual pay-per-view as it happens. You see what's taking place on the pay-per-view instead of just reading about it. If you're not buying a pay-per-view, but you're looking for the next best thing, 4W-Wrestling.com. Online wrestling evolved.
Business Advances Web Hosting. With plans as low as $2.95 per month, you can get the professional web hosting solution that you need.
Visit www.businessadvances.com.
a total hosting solution at a fraction of the price.
Register today and we'll give you 100 free templates to get you started and even more freebies.
www.businessadvances.com. Simply business as usual.
Hi, my name is Adam Nadelman, but I play the Phantom on the radio. I'm here to remind you that, oh, screw that, my book, Mysteries of Wrestling South, is available at finer bookstores everywhere. That's stupid fake voice, I hate it. I wrote a book along with Sir Adam Kleinberg called Mysteries of Wrestling. It has the questions that you wanted answered. Why does Steve Austin hate Jeff Jarrett? Are referees really blind and stupid and dumb? Who is actually the toughest wrestler in the business outside of the ring? Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Kamala. We get down and dirty with insider facts you've never read about anywhere else. So what are you waiting for? It makes a great stocking stuffer. You're too short, you buy three of them, you get tall, you just stand on them. Mysteries of Wrestling Solved by ECW Press, written by Sir Adam Kleinberg and Adam the Phantom Nadelman. Available everywhere. It's done. The plug is done. I'm done. I didn't sell it well enough. There's naked pictures of China in there. Okay? Thank you.
Have you ever considered being in radio? Are you opinionated when it comes to the sports you love? Or possibly you've simply been told that you have a face for radio? Well, if one or all of these are true, visit FanTalkLive.com today. That's www.FanTalkLive.com. Contact Chris Chisholm today and find out how you can get started running your own radio show on the Internet. We do all the work for you. All you need is a telephone. We provide you with a weekly broadcast with up to 200 live listeners, weekly archiving of your shows, and professional production to make your show complete. Again, the best part, all you need is a telephone. So don't delay. Contact Chris Chisholm for more information at fantalklive@aol.com. That's fantalklive@aol.com.
Doc Young and Les Thatcher back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. On the line right now from WWE Heat. And he does the Raw house shows, too. He's the ring announcer out there. It's Justin Roberts. Justin, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me, everybody. Hello, everybody who's listening.
So tell us, let's start from the beginning and tell us how you got started in the business.
Well, I was just a very, very big wrestling fan and took it a little bit too far. I decided that I wanted to do something in wrestling and didn't think I had the physique to be a wrestler. I did imitations and I could do an announcer voice. And I knew a friend of mine who was doing some ring announcing for a local group in Chicago. So when I was 16, I got myself on that card and got to announce one match. And then from then on, I would come back and do two matches or three matches. And slowly built up with this group for a couple of years in Chicago and then went off to college and started working with various independent groups. And then after a couple of years, worked with the Tough Man contest from FX. And that was it. Then I decided I wanted to try to make a full-time career. So I sent out lots of resumes and videotapes to WWE and graduated college. And that's where I'm at right now.
Did you go to college for communications?
I did take media arts and communications. I don't know if it helped any, but it gave me an excuse to go to school and look at the girls out in Arizona and have a good time.
Cool. Awesome.
Tell us a little bit about your, I don't know if it's a sideline, but you're talking about your wrestling promotion. You and I were discussing. We have someone in common, Sean Osborne, who trained at HWA.
That's it. Sean Osborne works with Impact Zone Wrestling. It's a group in Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, the training school is in Tempe, and it is run by the Navajo Warrior. And Navajo Warrior runs his training school, and we do two shows a month every other Tuesday night. We've been doing that for about 2 years here and got a great thing going.
Good.
Who are some of the stars on your roster?
Our regulars are Sean Osborne, we've got Triple X, Lawrence Tyler from California, Peter Goodman, Little Nate, Antonio Mestre was with us, Cowboy Jack Durango, Hollywood, of course Navajo Warrior, and from time to time A-Train will work with us.
Cool.
And, we've had Molly Holly, Johnny the Bull Stamboli. You never know who's going to pop up.
Is Johnny still living around that area?
He is.
All right. Next time you see him, give him my best. I love
him. I definitely will.
Yeah, he spent a year with me and drove me nuts, but I love him.
Now, you ring announce for Heat. When they took Heat off of national TV, did you have to sign a new contract or anything like that, or have things not changed as far as year?
No, everything's still the same. I do the Raw live events. Typically, they're Friday through Sunday, mm-hmm. and then show up to TV tapings on Monday, and whether it airs on Spike TV or whether it doesn't air in the States at all, you know, it airs internationally, and then it airs in the States on WWE.com.
Yeah. Did you... You
mentioned you didn't have aspirations to be a wrestler because you didn't have the physique for it. But, you know, that's something that I point out to a lot of kids, too, that, you know, they feel really dejected when they actually wash out of wrestling school. And I said, you know what? I said, there's so many ways to pursue this. I mean, that was like my late friend, you know, Mark Curtis, Brian Hildebrand. You know, he was a hell of a little worker. But the Rey Mysterio size wasn't in vogue at that point, and he ended up being a referee in a damn good one. But
yeah.
you're kind of, I'm sure you started this whole thing as a young boy, if you were a fan, wanting to be a wrestler initially.
Right.
Right? And so you've
exactly.
been able to pursue your dream just in another path.
I enjoy what I do. I love hosting the show. I've done that since I was a little kid. I was always the host at parties, at family events. And I respect the hell out of every performer at WWE. I mean, those guys work their butts off. Those guys are the hardest workers there are. I mean, those guys are on the road at least 4 or 5 days a week beating their bodies up. And I have so much respect for what they do. And I can honestly say there's no way I could do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to be a part of it and announce. I have fun.
Do you have aspirations to... I mean, obviously, you have aspirations to be other than a ring announcer. I mean, there's a lot of guys who made their living in that. That's not a big... I mean, I'm not, you know, talking down about it, but, I mean, would you like to move into play-by-play or color? Or?
I'm really happy with ring announcing. I gave it a stab once, trying play-by-play and color, and it just wasn't something I was very interested in. That's a lot of hard work, and while I know the wrestling business... know the wrestling business better than anything else I do. I'm happy with being a ring announcer. I don't know. I guess in time I might be able to get better at it. I think you have to kind of be a natural for it, and I wasn't a natural.
Yeah, you obviously have a feel. When you first got the chance to be close to the action and down at ringside. After the indies, but, you know, your first couple big shows, when you kind of were inside of that energy cocoon.
So neat.
Yeah, it is.
It's so neat. Such a cool feeling.
Do you get nervous before the shows? Or?
I did at first,
mm-hmm.
when I first started with them, because it was a big change. Here I had been doing indies for, I think, 6 years at that point, and I was so comfortable in front of an indie crowd, but then going to WWE was, wow, yeah. Totally different experience.
Yeah.
And you have to change your style, and, you know, things are a lot different. There's a lot more guidelines because it's professional. You have to be professional there. Some of the independent shows we did, it was just, you know, in front of 50 people, and you can do and say what you want. So when you're doing it in front of thousands of people and millions at home watching with the cameras there, it's different, and it was a little nerve-wracking, but being full-time for, I think, almost 2 years now, pretty comfortable there.
I did ring announcing once, and I was like a deer in the headlights. It was I was the IWA Mid-South show, and it was just horrible. It was a horrible night.
Boys pick on the ring announcers.
I actually did one IWA Mid-South show.
Cool. So we have some in common. We were talking earlier about Palmer Cannon, and have you ever been hazed or had jokes played on you by the wrestlers?
No, I don't know what hazing would constitute, but no, we have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that happens, whatever's in good fun, you know, people joke around, of course.
Right.
But, no, I've never seen anything bad.
I was really afraid to leave my bag in the locker room because it was my first time, and I thought that they were going to, like, pour water in it or something. I just didn't know what was going to happen, but nothing happened. It was pretty cool.
Cool.
I'm going to get to some questions from the chat room right now. We got some weirdos in here tonight. Rhode Island Red says, what's the best thing about working for WWE and what's the toughest?
Well, it's hard to choose one thing. I mean, there's so many cool things about working for WWE. I mean, it's something that I grew up watching, something as a group, as a kid watching, and to actually be a part of it, watching guys like Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels and Vince McMahon. I used to be a huge fan of Vince's when he hosted Primetime Wrestling. And now to think that he's my boss, that's just really neat. And I love that the guys can make such a big difference in people's lives. I like sitting there and watching the effect that they have on kids in the front row and kids in the back, just how excited they are when they see their favorite wrestlers and they get to touch them when they're walking down the aisle. And I love that because I'm still a fan. So I sit and watch the shows as a fan, but do my job when I have to.
The main ingredient says, have you ever screwed up anyone's entrance?
Yeah. I know I've been off by a couple of pounds when I first started, but pretty much now all the weights at hometowns are locked in my head.
I did.
There's one I could think of offhand, and it was my first and so far only pay-per-view. First match of the first pay-per-view I did, which was Vengeance last year. And I was overseas when Carlito had won the Intercontinental Championship, and I had been so used to announcing Shelton as the Intercontinental Champion that when Carlito walked out, I called him the challenger as he came out holding the belt. So that was my big mistake.
Did anybody notice?
I would think so.
Nobody said nothing about it, though.
I said something when I said that.
Yeah.
I mean, right when I said it, I was standing in the ring, like, I wish I could do something about that right now.
Right.
There's nothing you can do. It happens.
Yeah, it does.
I haven't messed up since then, and I'm doing okay. I learned from that.
Question for Justin. Would it disturb you to know that there are guys who find you attractive?
Hey, everybody does their own thing. I'm not that. I'm a very big fan of the females. Very big fan.
Right.
And, you know.
It's flattering.
This is not a gender thing. There's no soliciting on our show, thank you very much.
Yeah, guys, this isn't a date night.
However, if you are an attractive female, I am.
Yeah.
Find me on MySpace.
You can find Justin at room such and such and such at the Holiday Inn.
MySpace.com/announcer.
Yes. Okay, it says, question for Justin. We all know one of the things that makes you different from Lillian Garcia, you're a man. But what makes you different from guys like Howard Finkel and Tony Chimmel?
I think everybody has their own style. Howard Finkel is the man. You know, he's got his style. Tony Chimmel does a great job, and he's got his own style. And I think in the past, probably the past 4 or 5 months, I've actually found my own style. So I can't describe it, but if you watch the shows, you could probably tell the difference between the three of us.
Yeah. Everybody does. It seems like everybody's got their own little way of doing things, and it comes out right. Do you have, like, cards or anything that you use, or is anything
nope.
really written on them?
Nope.
You've never used cards before?
Nope.
Wow. So you have to...
I'm not very good at memorizing either, so...
Yeah, you have to sit and memorize all those.
That's what Doc has a problem with. He can't read.
Ah.
He messes up on the
cards. That's all right. They make 800 numbers for people like
they
you,
Doc. Gave me... They were supposed to give me cards, and I went to the show, and they're like, did you bring cards? And I said, no, I didn't bring cards. You told me to show up, and you'd supply me with some cards. So they wrote on a big sheet of notebook paper. So I'm coming out with that. And all the notes for the whole show are written on this paper. So I was looking pretty dumb on TV. let's get another question from the chat room here. I know Miss Destiny had a question for you. She wants to know your thoughts on Gordon Sully.
Gordon Sully was great. I don't think there's another way to describe Gordon Sully. I'm sorry, was one of the greats. And you know, it's unfortunate that he's no longer with us.
Absolutely. How's Howard Finkel doing? Have you talked to him lately?
Yeah, he's the world's busiest man. He is doing great.
Howard is the only human being on the face of the earth has been on every WrestleMania show, period. End
yep.
of story.
Wow.
And for someone like myself who lives wrestling, to be able to go to him and ask him any question in the world, and he's always got the answer, he is an encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yes, he is amazing. I first found that out in Toronto at the Fan Fest, right? He was going to give out a T-shirt to answer this question. And I said, you know what? How do you remember those before you go out? He said, no, they just come off my top of my head. I said, come on, Howard. He said, yeah. And so I tested him, and yes, he is the man. You're absolutely
yeah.
right.
Very smooth.
Destiny says, what's the most embarrassing or weirdest thing you've ever done or experienced while working for WWE?
Weird or embarrassing? That Carlito incident from the pay-per-view was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me do a pay-per-view. Why don't I go ahead and mess up the first match? whoops. I don't know. That probably takes the cake.
Yeah.
Of course, there's weird things that happen, you know, in the travels, but that's when you're driving by yourself in a rental car and, you know, you get lost in a random town and, you know, always weird stuff happens.
That's what makes the roads much fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very unpredictable.
The legend of HBK says, does Justin think that he will reach the heights of Mean Gene and the Fink?
I have no idea. I could hope. I could hope, but those are huge shoes to fill. I mean, that's another guy, Mean Gene Oakland. He is the man.
Right.
So, Mean Gene, Howard, they are truly great. And I'd like to say the best. So, hopefully, in time, I could be somewhat close.
Mm-hmm.
And always do my best.
Well, I haven't seen, like, Howard lately. Is he being phased out, or, I mean, is he just semi-retired? Or
Howard is working throughout the company.
Okay.
He's doing a lot of different projects right now, and he's been focusing on other aspects of the company.
JP says, how did you know announcing was for you and not something like managing or refereeing?
I've actually done all three and more. I enjoyed managing, but I wanted to go back to announcing. I refereed, but I wanted to go back to announcing. So once I tried everything, I figured announcing is what I was comfortable with and what I really enjoy doing. I like working with the people and guiding them through their journey of the live event, being their narrator and their host. And that's what I've always enjoyed, so.
Which do you think is the hardest to do?
That's rough because the referees don't have an easy job. Managers don't have an easy job.
Right.
Well, ring announcing is a little bit easier for me because I'm used to it. So I don't know if somebody came in and tried it once, it would be difficult for them.
Mm-hmm. JP wants to know what regions you've worked for.
Used to work out of the Midwest. Used to work with a group called PWI at the time, run by Sonny Rogers, and I worked all throughout that area. And then once I came out to Arizona, I hooked up with the AWA, the one that Dale Gagner was running. And with Dale, we ran all over the country. So we were everywhere.
TNR Yeti Boy says, what is your opinion of Taz as an announcer?
He's great. It's great. Taz and Cole do a hell of a job on SmackDown, and I think they have a great connection. And Taz obviously knows wrestling, and it shows in his commentary. They do a great job.
Taz has really gotten comfortable in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with what he's doing and everything. But, yeah, he's smooth, and he's, yeah, I like the team.
They have their own satellite show now. Have you checked that out?
I have not. I don't have satellite radio, but I heard about that. I'm sure it's a great show.
Let's go to a question from Blue Jackson. He says, how is it like working with Vince?
I really don't work with Vince directly. You know, I see him, but Vince is doing a million different things, and I don't really bother him.
Right.
I show up and I announce, you know, if I've ever had a question or anything that needed to be answered by Vince, I would approach him, and he would help me out. He was great.
WrestleFan wants to know how old you are.
26.
26. There's a lot of people in the chat room, and they're all asking the same thing, and they want to know if you have any inside knowledge of Randy Orton getting suspended.
I actually don't know anything about the situation. He's on SmackDown, and I'm with Raw, so mm-hmm. I have not heard anything.
Sorry,
guys.
Yeah. No scoop tonight, guys. WrestleFan says, pick three words to describe yourself.
Charismatic, outgoing, and sincere.
Cool. And single.
And single, ladies.
Ladies. And ladies only.
Here's Justin's website. You got a website?
I do. It's jjroberts.com. Or again, if you're on MySpace, you can find me at myspace.com/announcer.
Jay Palermo says, after you do heat, do you spend time backstage while Raw is going on?
Sometimes I stay for the whole event, but sometimes I sneak out and watch the show live because I'm a fan and I like to see it live.
And so. You go in the audience?
Yeah.
Do they recognize you?
I try to keep my head down and walk out while something's going on and sit in the seat where, you know, I'm not going to distract anybody or take
right.
anything away. And I just sit and watch the show or I'll head back and watch on the monitors.
Mine says, do announcers have roadies like wrestlers do? One good story, please.
Do we have roadies?
Yeah.
You mean...
I don't think wrestlers have roadies.
You mean groupies? Is that what you're talking
groupies?
About?
Groupies?
He says roadies.
Roadie is the
maybe.
A roadie would come out and test the microphone for me. I don't have a roadie, but there's usually a individual who's in charge of checking the sound at the arena before the show starts, so... If that.
And what about groupies? Do wrestling announcers have groupies?
I guess I'm kind of blind to it. I mean, people will tell me that they're a fan or they're big fans and show up and hang out and wait for autographs and all that, but I don't know if that makes groupies. They're just fans.
Double T said, would Justin go to TNA if offered a top spot?
No. I'm happy where I'm at.
Blue Jackson says, your thoughts on Joey Styles?
Joey's a great guy. Obviously, saw a different side of Joey last night, and it's kind of disappointing. Kind of disappointing to see him go. I like Joey, and he spoke his mind last night, and if he's not happy, then I guess he shouldn't be there. So
right.
Wish him best of luck in whatever he does.
What a great promo he cut, though. That was awesome.
He spoke his mind.
What's that?
He spoke his mind.
Yeah, he did. Barbie says, if you could go back in time and relive one moment of your life, what would it be and why? And would you change it?
One moment. Does it have to be wrestling related? Is that what she's looking for?
I guess so.
If I could go back to one wrestling moment. Well, if I didn't get the job, I would say I'd go back to my tryout and try to do a little bit better. But since I got it, I probably did okay to get by.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I always think that any show I've done could always be better. I'm very critical of my work, and I try to watch everything I do and figure out a way to do it better the next time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Shockage has a nasty question, but I'm going to ask it because it's kind of funny.
Wait a minute. I want to comment and say that
sure.
That's a tremendous trait. To have, especially in the entertainment industry, be your own worst critic.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's a trait that some people need and don't have.
Yeah. Shockage says, have you ever wished the flu on Lillian Garcia so you could ring announce for a pay-per-view?
No. I like Lillian.
That's
so
mean.
I think being a healthy young man, he's probably wished a lot of things on Lillian, but not a bad
I like Lillian. I would never wish anything bad on her. I think there was one time I asked her if she was sure she wanted to do the show. I forgot what the situation was. Maybe I had family there. Or I don't know, but she did the show. That's cool.
That's cool. Justin, I want to thank you for being on the program. We got to get out of here.
Okay.
But it's been a great interview, and good luck with your announcing and your new, or not your new promotion, but your promotion, Impact...
Impact Zone Wrestling. The website is www.izw.us. If you're in the Arizona area, I recommend you check it out every other Tuesday night, starting this Tuesday, coming up next week. And thank you to everybody who listened. I appreciate that.
Hey, give Sean Osborne my best in touch.
I definitely will.
All right, great.
Thank you guys for having me. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Justin Roberts from WWE here on Wrestling Weekly. Going to take a break. We've got more news and pay-per-view news when we come back right after this.
Business Advances Web Hosting. With plans as low as $2.95 per month, you can get the professional web hosting solution that you need.
Visit www.businessadvances.com.
A total hosting solution at a fraction of the price.
Register today and we'll give you 100 free templates to get you started and even more freebies.
www.businessadvances.com. Simply business as usual.
Hi, my name is Adam Nadelman, but I play the Phantom on the radio. I'm here to remind you that, oh, screw that, my book, Mysteries of Wrestling South, is available at finer bookstores everywhere. That stupid fake voice, I hate it. I wrote a book along with Sir Adam Kleinberg called Mysteries of Wrestling. It has the questions that you wanted answered. Why does Steve Austin hate Jeff Jarrett? Are referees really blind and stupid and dumb? Who is actually the toughest wrestler in the business outside of the ring? Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Kamala. We get down and dirty with insider facts you've never read about anywhere else. So what are you waiting for? It makes a great stocking stuffer. You're too short, you buy three of them, you get tall, you just stand on them. Mysteries of Wrestling Solved by ECW Press, written by Sir Adam Kleinberg and Adam the Phantom Nadelman. Available everywhere. It's done. The plug is done. I'm done. I didn't sell it well enough. There's naked pictures of China in there. Okay? Thank you.
So many of these wrestling websites nowadays strongly promote their pay-per-view play-by-plays as if they were something unbelievably special. The problem is that they are not special. In fact, they're all the same. Nothing separates one from the other, and if you've seen one, you've seen them all. However, there is one site that has original play-by-play that's different from all the rest. 4WWrestling.com, a proud supporter of the Voice of Wrestling radio show, invites you to witness the ultimate play-by-play experience live during every WWE pay-per-view. And if you're asking what makes them so different, well, 4W-Wrestling.com is the only site to put up pictures from the actual pay-per-view as it happens. You see what's taken place on the pay-per-view instead of just reading about it. If you're not buying a pay-per-view, but you're looking for the next best thing, 4W-Wrestling.com. Online wrestling evolved.
Have you ever considered being in radio? Are you opinionated when it comes to the sports you love? Or possibly you've simply been told that you have a face for radio. Well, if one or all of these are true, visit FanTalkLive.com today. That's www.FanTalkLive.com. Contact Chris Chisholm today and find out how you can get started running your own radio show on the Internet. We do all the work for you. All you need is a telephone. We provide you with a weekly broadcast with up to 200 live listeners, weekly archiving of your shows, and professional production to make your show complete. Again, the best part, all you need is a telephone. So don't delay. Contact Chris Chisholm for more information at fantalklive@aol.com. That's fantalklive@aol.com.
Doc Young and Les Thatcher back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. Hope you enjoyed the Justin Roberts interview. Coming up, we've got George the Animal Steel a little bit later in the program. Let's get us some more news, Les.
Okay. Oh, you wanted me?
No, I'm actually looking for it right now.
Oh, Doc.
I know, I should have had it ready.
Yeah, well, hey. Hard for me to tell you that.
I'm losing it. But at the end of some meetings, Vince McMahon decided that ECW is going to be taking the place of WWE Velocity. Don't know if you heard that or not.
Well, yes, I had, but then I heard so much else until I see some of it. I don't know what I believe.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff floating around about that.
See, we don't get Velocity, or if we do, I'm not aware of it.
I get it. I just don't watch it.
And once the new network starts, SmackDown will be moving to a different channel here, too.
Really? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. I'll finally be able to get it and watch it. I haven't been, we don't have a UPN station around here.
Well, the station that's on here now is only on Time Warner, the cable system we have, from 6 p.m. till midnight. It's not on during the day, so anything that happens, you know, during the day, we don't get to see anyway.
Wow.
Went on this way. They weren't on there at all for a while. And just a few years ago, they got on there. But anyway, the station it's coming on is one of the older established stations here anyway, which is on 24/7. So, they'll be changing stations. I don't know. This may give somebody else. The station is on currently, Channel 38. The guy started a small station on his retirement from whatever company he was with. Anyway, it's turned into quite a good little business. I mean, it's still a small outlet, but they've always carried wrestling. In fact, they used to carry, how I met these guys was they used to carry Smokey and ECW and USWA and I forget what else, something else. Anyway, you know, he carried all four shows at one time. He taped the first Pillman show for us and aired it to try to raise money. And so they may pick up something else. I don't know. Again, it's a wait and see thing.
Right. Some more news about the Randy Orton suspension. It appears, and this is the rumor that's going around, is that Bruce Pritchard was the individual who caught Randy Orton violating WWE policy backstage during WrestleMania week and promptly reported Orton's actions to Vince McMahon. Supposedly, this was the final straw, and Orton was suspended indefinitely the following week.
Well, it was certain that somebody saw him do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was a matter of who. You know, I've been on both sides of that fence, too. You know, I've been in what you would call an executive position. I've been one of the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my wrist slapped a few times for some childish things. But,
yeah.
You know, I've always said one thing. We all have in common, we're large children.
Yeah.
And we will find a way to entertain ourselves if someone else doesn't. But, you know, that's kind of calmed down some, too. And it's a different environment now. But anyway, back to the point, you know, I always told guys when I was in that position, look, you know, if you're right in a situation, I'll go to the wall for you, you know, as long as you're working hard and being here on time and doing what you're asked to do. Now, if you intend to do something against the rules, please don't do it in front of me because I cannot afford to lie for you to put my own job in jeopardy unless you plan on feeding my family and paying my bills, right?
Right.
I mean, at some point, I've never had any problems with Bruce, and as you know, Tommy and I are very close, and Bruce has always been cool with me, too. Now, what he may or may not say about me to somebody who wants, you know, we're not together, I have no knowledge, but to the best of my knowledge, nothing, and if it has, it has, and it didn't hurt me in any way, I don't think. So anyway, the point I'm getting at there is some people are going to say, well, that Bruce Pritchard, you know, again, don't do something in front of somebody if you don't want it to come back to haunt you.
Right.
That's why good thieves are good thieves, right?
Because they don't get caught.
Yeah, or good burglars are good burglars. You know, because, exactly. I mean, the best thing is don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I always took the stance, you know, and the way I was taught the business, when I went out in public, I represented the promotion I worked for at that point in time, you know. And if I were going to keep my job, I probably would want to conduct myself in a manner in which they could be proud,
right?
Or at least that they wouldn't get any negative feedback. They don't necessarily have to be proud of you. You don't have to do anything necessarily, but you know, it keeps the negative feedback down. And I think that's and today with this company being publicly held, then that image is so much more important.
Yeah,
you know, so it's not a case of who's the bad guy, who's the good guy. It's just first of all, you know, and I hope Randy learns by this, and I hope it's you know, he comes back full steam and everything's cool. But you know, I totally understand at some point the inmates can't run the asylum.
Yeah. There's a couple questions for you in the chat room.
Okay.
Blue Rampage says, if you could have a match with a current wrestler, who would it be?
Gosh, I'd love to. I can name several. I'd love to have worked with Eddie. You know, Guerrero. I would love to work with Benoit. Jericho. Angle. Wow. Those right off the top of my head. I think Joe, if he'd loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, if he didn't stiffen.
That's just a joke. That's a wrestler being a goof. But I haven't named a lot of the high flyers simply because although I was I guess considered a high flyer during my point, you know, at my point in my career, which wouldn't even consider this award on their butts today, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
That I wouldn't want to necessarily work that style, but those guys come to mind very, very quickly. Finley is a good hand. Regal.
Yeah.
And I say this because those guys are all, you know, good hands. I enjoy watching Fit. The fact that Fit is so different from the other heels, you know, makes him stand out. And the point is he'll get over some heat. But, you know, that's the other thing, too. So many guys today are cookie cutters. You know, it's like there's an assembly line somewhere, and they put all these guys together.
Right.
You know, and it's a business of individuality, and it's a business of creativity, not of let me see if I can do it because he did. You know, and that's, and that's, you know, again, is that nitpicking? Yeah, I don't think so. You know, it's part of the art.
Shockage wants to know if you're going to receive royalties from WWE when they start playing Smoky Mountain Wrestling on 24/7.
Wow. I'll have to send my battery of lawyers up there and get it straight. No, I don't think so. No, we sign releases with Smoky. It's a nice thought, and thank you for But no. I'll tell you what, if we got residuals from all the old stuff that we did that might still be out there,
mm-hmm.
I can get into that.
Yeah.
No. That's
Shockage, thank you for being so concerned about Les's financial situation.
About whose?
About your financial situation.
About my financial
situation? Yeah. I was thanking him for asking that question.
Do what now?
I said, Shockage, thank you for being so concerned about Les's financial situations.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you, Doc.
TNA Wrestling is going to invade Philadelphia for the first time ever on Friday, June 9th. The six-sided ring is going to invade the ECW Arena for a one-night engagement featuring the top stars of TNA's Impact. The first match announced for the huge event will be a rematch of what many consider to be the greatest match in the history of TNA, Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels for the X Division title.
You know what, Philadelphia, and I'm sure people come in from other places like New York and Newark and on, you know, because that area is more tightly populated than the Midwest or the Southeast or the, you know, the Southwest. I, there's a lot of shows running that building.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and of course, TNA's in there, what, June the 9th, is that it?
Yes.
And then the 24th is when new revival of ECW is in there. I wanted to say WWE, but it's not actually WWE, ECW.
I think it's WWE versus ECW show.
That's in Dayton.
Okay, that's in Dayton.
Yeah,
okay.
Where they've got a 20-man battle royal or something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Up here at the Nutter, yeah, it's just north of us, 50 miles, the Nutter Center. And, that's June... Between those two, somewhere in June, anyway, because I think they end up at ECW Arena. The new ECW ends up there like 2 weeks after the pay-per-view or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that building, those fans must be rabid. When I say that, I mean that just all the wrestling shows that are in that building, they all seem to draw relatively well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess this hot thing that's going on with CCW and Ring of Honor now is. Really, you know, gotten under the fan's skin and is getting over, so that's cool.
Have you been keeping up with Hogan Knows Best?
You know what? I see bits and pieces of it. I haven't. I know they have. Sometimes it's on a marathon. I think, well, I guess I should sit down and watch these, and I usually don't.
They had a marathon on the other day, and I caught a few of them.
Yeah.
Where Nick was training to be a wrestler.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Well, Hogan Knows Best has picked up for a third season now.
Well, you know, that's cool. That's money in the bank, brother.
Yeah, it says on the press release, Hulk might be able to stand the pain when he's in the ring, but there's one pain even he can't escape, growing pains. This season, daughter Brooke, 18, is beginning to see her dream of becoming a pop star realized as she heads into the studio to record her first album. Son Nick, 15, straddles the fence between boyhood and manhood, leaving Hulk and his wife Linda to flex their parenting muscles as they get body slammed by their spirited teenage charges. So, more stuff in the future for Hogan. And Brooke's finally turning 18. That's going to make Hogan a little bit mad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, that's the thing, too. I don't know. You know, the show's pulling good numbers down for VH1. You know, that's the bottom line, brother. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you said it.
You know, and it is. You know, that's all cool. And it's, you know, here's a guy who's gotten longevity out of it. It does, you know, just it's how strong they built the personality and how big nationally the business has become. You know, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's cool. Yeah, it's. You know, I'm entertained by it. You got to realize some of the situations are obviously set up.
Yeah.
You know, some are spontaneous, I guess, but so many of them are really set up. I can tell you the truth. On True Life, I'm a Pro Wrestler that they did. When, in fact, Rory Fox was the victim of Uganda last night.
Umaga.
Huh?
Umaga.
Umaga. Excuse me. Umaga last night in
yes.
Columbus, by the way. And Rory was the star, you know, one of the stars of the MTV production. Was, I think, the first and only 90-minute of that 90-minute show that it was ever done with under that title.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, excuse me. That was, you know, Rory, that made him with a lot of people. I mean, he became a cult hero to a certain degree, but here's a guy who's never really gotten a break.
Yeah.
You know, he's never really gotten a good break.
At least being on, you know, WWE TV is an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know, the guys, it's a decent payday, And you know, I don't think for the guys that work on the indies, it really hurts their exposure. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's the fact that they're, you know, the fans are so much more knowledgeable now, and they must realize, well, the guy must have a little something extra. You know, that's why he's up there, or at least they're checking to see if he does anyway. You
mm-hmm.
know, so yeah, that's
yeah with the
you know, it's what the you know, and it comes back to the whole Joey Styles thing, and you know, I've read, well, a lot of the wrestlers believe that what he's saying, they all believe too. And yeah, and a lot of the fans, yeah, and I would agree, you know. But still, that's the biggest name in our industry, and if you're working, you're trying to work your way to the top of our industry, that is the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you don't agree with the politics as such.
WWE.com is reporting that Kurt Angle suffered a cracked rib as a result of the Mark Henry attack on SmackDown, and he's going to be forfeiting the King of the Ring, which puts Booker T into the finals, and he's going to be out for an undetermined amount of time.
Wow, that's a shame. And I heard there were some other complications to the neck and so forth that you know, along with the cracked rib, but. You know what? Gosh, and I don't mean this in a derogatory manner. I'm kind of glad that he's got to get out because that can give every part of his body a chance to heal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I admire his work ethic, but I don't, you know, think that he should walk that ragged edge between, you know, ruination and you know, being the guy who's there when he's needed. You know, yes, I understand that they have. You know, a shallow roster right now, and, you know, with guys out and one thing and another, but still, you know, what's long-term sacrifice in that respect is not good for him or his family. So it's I'm kind of glad in a way he's going to get a break. But yeah, you know, he's he needs the rest. And again, it puts another strain on SmackDown, right? I mean,
right.
They've lost so much talent. Batista should be coming back shortly. So there's a plus. I would assume that he and the Samoan killer will be...
Samoan Smashing Machine, they call him.
Samoan Smashing Machine, yeah. Now there, that particular gimmick is so 70s,
yeah.
Or 60s,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Going back to their roots.
Yeah, roots,
but,
yes.
Do you believe that Kurt Angle's legitimately injured, or is this just an angle?
No. I've heard from some reliable sources that the neck has been giving him some problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but he's, you know, being the trooper, and that, but again, that can at some point it can become detrimental to him, which is not good.
Is that a direct result of the Mark Henry bit?
You know what? I don't know. The rib, I would guess, is probably that case. I mean, you know what? When you're 400 plus pounds and, you know, it doesn't take as much a little miscue or something to put somebody in a bad spot.
Right,
you know?
And that's the second person he's put out of action.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like I'm talking about Rory Fox working with, what is it, Umaga?
Umaga.
Umaga. Umaga. You know, that whole thing, I thought, wow, you know, if Umaga slips, you know, like on the Frog Splash or with the, driving him into the turnbuckle, you know. I mean, and when I say this, not that he would, you know, not even do something intentionally, but as he makes that pivot to come back into that corner, if his foot were to slip and all his weight were to come down on Rory's head or neck the way he was sitting in that corner, you know. So, I mean, and when I say that, there's always that chance. It's not, you know, again, that he's being clumsy or whatever. It's just something that might possibly happen.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of... You know, without ever getting off the mat, there's dangerous things going on in our business. You know, you don't have to necessarily be 20 feet in the air to be in jeopardy.
That's true.
Move on.
Illinois independent wrestler Sam Shelton, who worked under the moniker The Teacher for the Ultimate Wrestling Alliance, has been charged with 2 counts of attempted first-degree murder and 1 count of kidnapping after he allegedly broke the neck of a 17-year-old girl and left her in a wooded area to die. Shelton, who worked as a high school driving teacher, had allegedly used his forearm to break her neck. The teen, who was described as having a relationship with Shelton, was reported missing on Thursday and found at 2 a.m. Saturday morning. The area she was left in was so dense, chainsaws had to be used to cut a path so EMTs could retrieve her and transport her to the hospital. The teen is listed in serious condition.
Wow. You know what? That don't sound... I mean, I don't care what. I don't mean this to sound, you know, a guy should, you know, you got to feel bad for the family and even for his family,
mm-hmm.
You know, because there's, you know, obviously the trickle down effect is there, you know. But I'm just thinking, you're talking about storylines, high school driving instructor during the day, professional wrestler and predator at night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my God.
Yeah, it's quite a story.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's different, all right. You know, that's a shame.
Yeah.
You know, wow.
Word is that Jim Ross is going to be returning to Raw's lead announcer next week, with the storyline leading to his return having being played out on last night's episode of Raw. Joey Styles will become the announcer for the revived ECW when the brand starts up in June.
Did we mention that?
I don't think we mentioned that Jim Ross was coming back next week.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah, well, that's okay, Doc.
Yeah.
I passed my senility, my geriatric senility.
Just in case you guys missed it earlier.
On to you. Yeah, we had discussed, and I said I think it's a win-win situation for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, JR, you know, is definitely the, as long as he's healthy and can do the job, I think that should be his. But you know what? Here is exactly now. They know what happened in this situation, so why not be clever and start grooming somebody for that spot?
Yeah.
One of these other guys, right,
mm-hmm.
to move in there. I don't know who that's going to be. I don't even have a suggestion at this point. But that's, you know, that way you don't get stuck with that again.
Yeah.
And, of course, Joey has always been the voice ECW, and if they're going to go in that direction and do it right, then he obviously needs to be that in that back in that position again. And there he can become Joey Styles. Everybody wants to, oh, my God, then you can get it there. You know?
Yeah, and they were giving him a lot of teasing about that oh, my God bit last night, too.
You know what?
That was making him mad.
If you remember when I was down in Tampa at the Legends thing, right, how did I introduce him when I handed him the phone? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think, well, you know, it's like Keith Jackson's Whoa, Nelly.
Yeah.
You know.
But that was such, man, I can't get over it. That was such a great segment. I want to watch it again.
Okay. You got my permission. You go right ahead.
As we reported earlier, Trish Stratus suffered a shoulder injury during her match with Mickey James at Backlash on Sunday. The nature of the injury is a posterior dislocation. And Stratus is going to need 6 weeks of rehab before she can return to the ring.
Yeah, that was a bad spill. I mean, mm-hmm. especially when you saw it in slow motion, you saw how no way the shoulder could not have popped out. I mean, you know, and it had to be painful for her. And just to finish up at that point, yeah, it had to be tough on her. You know, let's just hope she, you know, speedy recovery and comes back 100%.
Yeah, and Mickey's going to be champ for quite a little while now.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? As far as actual wrestling talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is on that particular roster now, there are exactly three.
Yeah.
Unless I've lost count somewhere, that would be Victoria, Trish, and Mickey.
Yeah.
And the rest are divas.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying that like spitting it out, divas, but you know, it's just that they're not wrestlers.
Right. Did you enjoy the May 19th bit last night?
I think that the cross promotion is you know, okay, whatever. You know what? I love Glenn Jacobs to death. He's a good guy. I've known Glenn since he was Unabomber and Smokey. But okay, it's just hokey.
The whole premise is hokey, but. Yeah. You know what? I was thinking about it last night, and they're doing their job. Everyone remembers the date.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, I guess, in the end.
I guess. Now, if the movie bomb, just think, it's all this wasted time.
The chat room's yelling at me for saying the date. They're saying, don't say that.
Okay, yeah. They tell him, chat room. Dean will come out of nowhere and drop in the Doc
yeah.
studio.
Fire will come out of my four bedposts.
Yes.
And Kane will run into my room.
Exactly.
But I thought the T-shirt thing was funny, and when Shawn Michaels got on the mic and kept saying May 19th, May 19th, and put it on Rob Conway's chest, that was just funny. I laughed.
Well, you know what, Doc? If it entertained you, then that's all I really care about.
It was. It was entertaining. It really was.
Well, see, there's the point. You know, now, on the other hand, you argue for more wrestling, right?
Right.
But as long as you're entertained, you're entertained.
Right.
It's right. Okay, Vince. Well, I'll get mad at you next week. But
yeah.
Can I see Candace do that again?
No. I'm not a big Candace fan.
Huh?
Not a big Candace fan.
Okay.
You're
a big fan of the opposite sex. Let's just tell it like it is. You're not particularly into colors of hair or.
I love the ladies. What do you? What
That's
can
what
I say?
I mean, in general, right?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
I love the ladies, and the ladies love
okay.
me.
Did we pick the winners of this thing?
For the pay-per-view last week? No, we didn't do that. We ran out of time.
Oh, is that the deal? Okay,
yeah.
Why? Just checking.
But it was a decent pay-per-view. We had play-by-play coverage.
Well, then you know, I'm hearing there's only two good matches. And that was Van Dam and Shelton Benjamin and the main event.
I think Big Show versus Kane could have done. They could have done something with that, but I guess they're saving that
well,
or something else.
Now, what else I read in terms of reviews was the fact that Shawn Michaels had a heck of a match, or by himself. I mean, you know, carrying the McMahons,
right?
You know, and God never did put it in his appearance. So I guess he was double booked and couldn't get from one shot to the other. I don't know.
He was stopping a tsunami somewhere. He couldn't make it.
Okay.
And he had a statue to make cry.
That's, you know, that part of the Styles, the whole Styles interview actually reeked of truth. I mean, when you get right down to it, you know. I don't know. You know, I'm just, you know what amazes me is the fact that I'm not obviously a billionaire, and so I, who am I to say this, but numbers, if you have three children, you and your wife, and you don't want them to watch the show, you don't want to, you don't let them watch the pay-per-view, or maybe you don't buy it because of them, and then when you, you know, SmackDown or Raw is in your town, or the pay-per-view is in your town, you and the wife go, but you leave the kids home because it's too much for them. Well, now me as a promoter, if I see, okay, now can I find a walk the tightrope here and get sell you five tickets instead of three, does that not make sense to you? Huh?
Right.
I mean, you know, isn't that the what you're in business for?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I'm, you know. And, of course, you know, as the years go on, that particular, the line that is drawn there drops lower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in terms of, well, stop and think about the words that are used on television today in prime time that weren't even thought of being used, you know, as recent as 10, 15 years ago. So it's not like it was 50 years ago.
Right.
You know, although 50 years ago, you know, the man and his wife didn't even sleep in the same bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had twin beds.
Right.
You know. So you kind of wondered, how those children become conceived? Anyway, how did that happen? No, you know, it's you know, I just wonder why you don't try to sell everybody, you know.
The main ingredient says that it was the pay-per-view was on Sunday, and God doesn't work on Sundays. That's why he wasn't there.
See? Now there's an intelligent observation.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Rhode Island Red wants to know why you seem so cranky tonight.
Am I cranky?
I don't know.
Well, you know what? I think it's just my nature, Red. I'm just a cranky old man. What can I say? I don't know. I didn't realize that I was. It's been a long day, that I'll say. But other than that, I'm just being my cantankerous, cranky old self.
You know Ole Anderson in the crank division.
Yes, I do know Ole Anderson. I can't hold a candle to Ole.
No.
Even on my crankiest.
We're going to take a break, guys. When we come back, we've got our featured guest, George the Animal Steel, right here on Wrestling Weekly. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Doc Young and Les Thatcher on Wrestling Weekly on the Wrestling Radio Network.
Wrestling Weekly will return to all the fun right after this.
What are you doing? You having fun?
I'm having a blast.
Business Advances Web Hosting. With plans as low as $2.95 per month, you can get the professional web hosting solution that you need.
Visit www.businessadvances.com.
A total hosting solution at a fraction of the price.
Register today and we'll give you 100 free templates to get you started and even more freebies.
www.businessadvances.com. Simply business as usual.
Hi, my name is Adam Nudelman, but I play the Phantom on the radio. I'm here to remind you that, oh, screw that, my book, Mysteries of Wrestling South, is available at finer bookstores everywhere. That stupid fake voice, I hate it. I wrote a book along with Sir Adam Kleinberg called Mysteries of Wrestling. It has the questions that you wanted answered. Why does Steve Austin hate Jeff Jarrett? Are referees really blind and stupid and dumb? Who is actually the toughest wrestler in the business outside of the ring? Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Kamala. We get down and dirty with insider facts you've never read about anywhere else. So what are you waiting for? It makes a great stocking stuffer. You're too short, you buy three of them, you get tall, you just stand on them. Mysteries of Wrestling Solved by ECW Press, written by Sir Adam Kleinberg and Adam the Phantom Nudelman. Available everywhere. It's done. The plug is done. I'm done. I didn't sell it well enough. There's naked pictures of China in there. Okay? Thank you.
So many of these wrestling websites nowadays strongly promote their pay-per-view play-by-plays as if they were something unbelievably special. The problem is that they are not special. In fact, they're all the same. Nothing separates one from the other, and if you've seen one, you've seen them all. However, there is one site that has original play-by-play that's different from all the rest. 4WWrestling.com, a proud supporter of the Voice of Wrestling radio show, invites you to witness the ultimate play-by-play experience, live during every WWE pay-per-view. And if you're asking what makes makes them so different? Well, 4w-wrestling.com is the only site to put up pictures from the actual pay-per-view as it happens. You see what's taking place on the pay-per-view instead of just reading about it. If you're not buying a pay-per-view, but you're looking for the next best thing, 4w-wrestling.com. Online wrestling evolved.
Have you ever considered being in radio? Are you opinionated when it comes to the sports you love? Or possibly you've simply been told that you have a face for radio. Well, if one or all of these are true, visit FanTalkLive.com today. That's www.FanTalkLive.com. Contact Chris Chisholm today and find out how you can get started running your own radio show on the Internet. We do all the work for you. All you need is a telephone. We provide you with a weekly broadcast with up to 200 live listeners, weekly archiving of your shows, and professional production to make your show complete. Again, the best part, all you need is a telephone. So don't delay. Contact Chris Chisholm for more information at fantalklive@aol.com. That's fantalklive@aol.com.
Doc Young and Les Thatcher here with you at Wrestling Weekly. On the line right now, our featured guest, George the Animal Steel, doesn't need any more than that. George, I want to thank you for being on the program.
Well, thank you for having me. You know what, Doc, George and I had the opportunity to work with George, not in the ring. But
thank God, because I was stiff.
Well, that's why I'm here to talk about it, right? But George actually came across, we did a panel thing for a DVD project put out by the Savoldis, which, as George, have you ever seen either the little half-hour trailer we did or any of the shows?
No, I never did.
I never did either. But anyway, Doc, we had a chance to work together, and it was fun. We were out in Vegas for, I guess, a total of about 4 or 5 days. On two occasions, and and George came across as sane because on the other side of me I had Hacksaw Duggan and Honky Tonk Man. So George came across as the bastion of good taste.
He had you and Nick to keep us balanced.
Yeah, Nick Pot. But the one thing we did that I thought was, or you guys did that I thought was cool, was Nick dyeing his tongue green and you talking like a dictionary. But we had a good. It was a good time.
Oh, hey, it's always a good time.
Yeah.
So how you been, George? How's your health?
Oh, very, very good, thank you. I was very sick for about 10 years. That's when I took a back seat to the wrestling business.
Mm-hmm.
But I got well and doing very well now.
That's great. What were you suffering from?
Crohn's. It was a great experience. I was on the road. And I was starting to lose my energy, and I thought it was my age. I was old enough to lose energy on my age. I was still wrestling.
Right.
And I asked Vince for a couple days off, and I went and saw a doctor. They put me in the hospital for a month, put me on IVs, no food for a month, and told me that I had Crohn's. They wanted to cut my colon out. They told me there was no cure. They didn't know the cause of it, and there's no cure for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what is it doing? They said, well, it can attack the anus from your anus to your lips. I said, well, if you take my colon out, where does it go next?
Yeah.
And so I stayed sick for a very long time.
Wow. I'm glad you're doing better.
So am I.
He's probably happier about it than you are, Doc.
Yeah.
Now, let me correct me if I'm wrong here, George, but didn't some product or some, I know you're dealing with it now that Bill Watts turned you on to? Or?
Yeah, Bill called me and started telling me about this stuff, and then he told me that it was a network marketing company, and he didn't know that the doctors would give me 6 months to live. So I unloaded on him pretty big, and since that time, I got my life back with a lot of things. It's not just one thing. A lot of things took place. A very strong belief system and so on. But I supplement. I supplement all the time. I'm on world-class supplements. I think that everybody on the earth needs to supplement. I think that the food value, the quality of our earth has gone down a little bit. The food value is just not there. And they pick things before they've ripened and so you're not getting the food value, and you just you need to don't wait till you get as sick as I was before you start addressing it.
Right.
I do a business now. In fact, you can go on my website and I can tell you about different supplements. My website is www.georgetheanimalsteel,
deal with an E on the end, .com. And it talks about my learning disabilities. It talks about my teaching. It talks about four or five different Hall of Fames I've been in. It covers the whole gamut. It's kind of crazy.
Sounds like a great time.
The fans in the chat room are going to ask you a lot of wrestling-related questions. What I want to ask you now is, just before we went on the air, you mentioned that you're involved in some projects. What exactly are you doing to keep yourself busy currently that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I do a home-based business. I also speak in a lot of churches now. And, boy, that's a twist. I just found the Lord about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Who would have thunk? And then I have a partner that owns a production company, and we're working on some things that he's presenting, sitcom-type things. And we just got so many tools. We're going so many different directions. And, you know, it's just, we'll slow down here and enjoy life. But we don't. We just keep going. It's, you know, from traveling like we did in the wrestling business, I think we're all kind of gypsies at heart.
Yeah.
I do a lot of autograph sessions. I've cut back on them. I don't do many of the independent shows anymore because most of them are not what I think wrestling should be. I'm not a real big fan of what's going on in the WWF, although it was very, very good to my WWE now.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was very, very good to my family. I love the wrestling business. I just don't like some of the things that are going on in the wrestling business.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that one.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't.
Yeah, I think the majority rules there.
Yeah.
You know, let me ask you, and this is talking about then and now. I don't know if I had to choose between chewing on a little velveteen and foam rubber rather than live worms. I think I'd take the foam rubber and the velveteen. How about you? Would you, if you were coming in this day and age, and they said, "How many a few thousand live worms, George?" What would you go? Would you go?
What are you talking about?
Huh?
What do you mean?
You haven't seen the Boogeyman?
The who?
The Boogeyman on WWE.
I don't watch that. I just
okay. Well, yeah, they got a guy. You remember Papa Shango, right?
Yeah.
It's a similar gimmick, only this guy is not a wizard of voodoo or anything. He's just goofy. He wears a big clock around his neck and painted his face, and he crawls around. But he eats, when I say literally thousands, I mean exactly that. I mean, like, they even filled the ring one night with worms.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and he eats them.
That's not my style, no. I did a few turnbuckles in my day, but, you know, we all, wrestling was a very, very unique business. We had people that were very straight in the ring, you know, to just wrestle. And that's what it said on the marquee.
Right.
That didn't sell the tickets. It was part of the ticket sales. There's a lot of other characters and a lot of other personalities that really took part. We needed those straight guys to work with, and I think that Vince has lost sight of that. He's got everybody with a character and a gimmick now, and the straight guys just don't seem to be around. And they were a very important part of the business. The guy that could go out and just have a wrestling match, and then he needed something to. You know, I call it the hook to put into the crowd to sell tickets. And Vince has got all hooks and no wrestling.
Who came up with the green tongue? And
oh, that was all. When I first went to New York, I did my own interviews. People don't understand this. When I went to WWWF,
mm-hmm.
I was only going to be there 2 months because I taught school. And so why waste a manager on me? So I did all my own interviews. I wrestled. Each time I went back, I went a little bit farther to the left. One day I was doing a TV, and I didn't want the promoters to know that I had had a couple of drinks, so I put a Clorox in my mouth, and my tongue was green. That was when I was still wrestling.
Uh-huh.
And we'd just gone to color TV. This is a long time ago. And the switchboards lit up, and then when I went into Pittsburgh the following Friday, there was green tongues hanging all over the place, and I kind of thought that was funny, but I didn't do it again for another 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, I'm going to do that green tongue thing again, just for my own personal laugh. And the second time I did it, it went through the roof again. So I'm talking about your characters in wrestling. And the second time I thought, well, wow. So I started taking Clorox every night. I had the best breath in wrestling.
Yes. I want to ask you about the movie Ed Wood. You had a leading role in that movie, and it was a really great movie, and you did a great job in it. I want to ask you what your experience was like with that movie.
That was off the wall. First of all, Tim Burton called me and told me I looked like a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never seen Plan 9 or any of those movies. And When I started researching the part, I was going to be Tor Johnson, a former wrestler, and I found out that he was the first guy to do monster films without makeup, so that movie star thing was not much of a lift. But it was great. Johnny Depp was fantastic. Martin Landau won an Academy. The movie won two Academies.
Yeah. I heard Johnny Depp was kind of intense.
Nah, he was a great kid, really. I found him to be just a real, real nice guy. We had a real cross section of people. Bill Murray was on in the movie, and like I said, Martin Landau, what happened was we just really became a family. It was a real friendly group. The first day I walked on the set, and I'd been in some smaller movies, but nothing like this. And I'm walking on, and I suspect that I'd be a little bit nervous, but it was just like walking to the ring. I mean, it was just very, very easy.
Do you watch the TV show Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Did you know that you were mentioned in that show once?
My phone lit up that night. I probably got 30 calls. Yeah, he was going with a girl with big hands, and they reminded him of George Steele. And we've had a lot of those kind of things. It's kind of funny. There was a lot of great wrestlers, probably some a lot better than me way back when. But a lot of them, they don't remember anymore. But because of the character and the things we were talking about, the turnbuckles and the tongue and the wildness, people tend to remember me. I mean, we just signed another contract to make another action figure. And the action figure just lay in the box will probably have more action than I can.
Mm-hmm. We've got a ton of questions in the chat room, and I want to get to some of them.
Let's hit them.
Main Ingredient says, are you still a teacher?
No, I retired from teaching in January of 86. That's when I went full-time wrestling after 25 years of teaching. Did things a little bit backwards, but I retired and went full-time wrestling in January of 86.
Mm-hmm.
My football team was undefeated that year, so it was a good time to leave. I had about 26 seniors that was graduating, and it wasn't going to be that good next year.
Right.
And plus WrestleMania and all that stuff was just really kicking in, so it was a good time to go full-time.
Yeah. Heel 2006 says, what was it like to work with Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth?
Well, Miss Elizabeth was wonderful. Randy was good. Randy was a very, very professional, but he was very, very jealous of Elizabeth, and, I had to handle her now and then, and then with security, he would go off on them, and he was just very, very intent. And, he loved his wife, I guess, but when you put him in the business, you kind of got to expect what goes on in the business. It's part of the paycheck. We're getting double pay, so what can I say?
Right. Did he ever get mad at you for anything that you did to Elizabeth?
Oh, not anything I did to Elizabeth. One night when we were passing the baton, in other words, him and Ricky were going to be working in WrestleMania 3, and I'd been working a program with Randy, and they had a tag team in Columbus, Ohio. And it was Randy and Honky Tonk against me and Ollie Pete, just Steamboat.
Mm-hmm.
And so before we went in the ring, I said, well, you guys, we'll start the match, and we'll give you a hot tag. I'll give you a hot tag, and you guys just get your stuff done, because they were the guys who were going to be pushing. And I've always been in business. But they were very – guys – you'll understand this. Guys, sometimes they're very sensitive. They think that everybody's trying to beat them and outwork them or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that wasn't my intent or Honky Tonk's intent at all. And so they wanted us to start. They wanted to start to match, so they did. And when I got tagged, the roof went off, which is just natural in a tag.
Right.
And so it's me and Honky out there, and the place is going nuts. So I look out, and Randy and Steamboat are on the floor fighting, trying to get the attention back on them, and it was kind of a tough match, but the crowd got into it. I mean, it was a good match, but it was not the easy match. And we went in the dressing room, and I didn't say anything. I'm just taking my boots off, and I never say much after a match if I'm happy or if I'm really unhappy. I don't say much. And finally, Randy said, "Well, what did you?" They were talking about how great it was. And they said to me, "He said, what did you think?" And I said, "Well, I thought it sucked," and I told them why. And the next day, I was in Detroit, and he called me in the shower room. And he kind of put his hand on my chest a little bit hard and said, "No one ever knocks my business, my work in front of the other guys." Well, there was only the four of us sitting there in the referee,
right?
And I put my hand on his chest real hard and drove him to the wall a little bit and said, "Listen, son, you ask a question, you get an answer. If you don't want an answer, don't ask." Mm-hmm. That was the end of the real heat we ever had. But that could have got out of line a little bit because I was a little hot too, you know. And it's the business, and there's no sense in getting hot.
Right.
But the finger in the chest is what got me hot.
Right.
But we got over it, and we went on. And it was wonderful. Elizabeth was just a great stick for us. And we actually, that was my retirement career. I was already over the hill, but that was what I was able to retire on. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Rhode Island Red says, I'm aware you were managed by Mr. Fuji, Freddie Blassie, Captain Lou Albano at different times. Can you explain what it was like to be managed by each of them, and do you have good stories about your travels with them?
Well, it goes a little deeper than that. I started wrestling as a student back in Detroit.
Right.
My first manager we started together was Gary Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal manager.
Mm-hmm.
And my next manager, he missed one, was the Grand Wizard, Ernie Roth.
Right.
And he was from Detroit, so we had ties there. And that was the first couple of years I was in New York and the Northeast. I didn't have a manager, so he was the first one that tied up with me. He was an excellent manager. He would do his deed on the TV, and he was good because I was gone a lot teaching.
Yeah.
So he could keep me alive a little bit. And then Captain Lou was just phenomenal, but he was also a distraction because he was always up down the aisle and so on. The first two managers I had, Gary and Grand Wizard, just stood there, and Lou would carry on quite a bit. Then Fred Blassie was phenomenal, but again, he was a bit of a distraction because he was a superstar, let's face it.
Right.
And then Mr. Fuji, thank God he got the paycheck. He was not the best manager I ever had, but he was a good friend, and he got paid, so that was a good thing.
Yeah.
But I was blessed by all good managers. We used managers in those days in the New York office. A lot of times they were just, you know, it was a good job for them. I don't think most of the talent really needed a manager, and therefore they probably didn't mean as much as they could have because every main event had a manager involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes they can get a bit redundant. But yeah. They got a paycheck, so, you know, God bless.
Right.
Ernie Roth, the Grand Wizard, Ernie had a sharp mind for the business.
Oh, he's sharper than a cat. He knew the business, brother.
Yeah.
He was great.
Jay Palermo says, you were known as one of the most vicious brawlers in the sport, and then you became somewhat of a novelty character in the 80s. What are your thoughts on that transition, and how do you feel about the character itself?
Well, from being, I think, one of the very best brawling heels in the history of the business, and I really believe that. I'm not egotistical,
mm-hmm.
but I think the box office proves that. Going into a cartoon character, I didn't like it. I didn't think it would last. I didn't think it would work. I was wrong. Vince was right on that deal. When they asked me to talk to me about quit teaching and coming full-time, and then we did that turn there, I was not a happy camper. But in all honesty, the business was changing. I was a cartoon character, and financially it was a very, very good move. As far as the business is concerned, my best part of the business was being a heel and wrestling for championships and stuff, but being a challenger. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Being a cartoon character... it got over. Who would have thunk?
Yeah. Do you still have the mind doll that you had in WWE?
I have a few of them. Not many, but I have a few.
I forgot about that almost till somebody brought it up in the chat room.
Yeah, it's that was a crazy thing. Hillbilly Jim used to carry a Earl the Dead cat with him. It was always in his bag. And it was a flat, unstuffed animal with his eyes crossed like it had been run over by a truck. And I walked into his room one time, and he had this cat laying. I said, oh, my God, what's this? I got to use it. This was when I was doing the cartoon stuff.
Right.
And so I took it to the TV, and Mean Gene is interviewing me, and I got Earl the Dead Cat behind me. He's asking what I'm going to do with my opponent. I just kept saying, Earl! Earl! Dead Cat! Dead Cat! He didn't have a clue what I was talking about. Right at the end, I pulled up the cat, and his tail was like in a right angle. And just flatter than heck, I said, Earl, dead cat, whoever I was wrestling, he'd be like Earl. And Vince saw that, and, you know, he thought it was great, but he says, why are you advertising for somebody else's doll? Why don't you design your own?
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and designed it, and then they were selling it, and that was another part of my retirement fund.
Yeah.
But that's how that started. And it was at that age, I was, you know, 50 at the time, the mind doll had Velcro on his hands, so I could put it on the top rope, put the Velcro there, and we hit the ropes, which I didn't hit them too often in that stage of my life. But the doll would spin around and so on and so forth. And then the opponent would take the doll and stomp it and kick it. So so the dollar was selling for me, then I would make the comeback. I didn't have to take any bumps. I kind of liked it.
Shockage says, I used to post on Kayfabe Memories message board.
Yes.
And I was there when the moderators tried to throw political correctness in your face when you spoke about God.
Yes.
Are you on good terms with Kayfabe Memories?
You know, I have no problems with them. We had a strong disagreement. And God does work in funny ways. About a week later, a friend of mine called up and wanted to set up a website for me, which has a great message board on it. And we do talk about God. We talk about wrestling. We talk about political things. We talk about anything. The only thing that I require on my website is that you respect each and everybody on the message board.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had over 500 people come in and register, which is pretty high. We don't charge them for that.
Right.
And we have a lot of great discussion. And all they do is go to www.georgianwillsteal.com and then click on the message board, and they do have to put their name in there. But I thought that Kayfabe Memories was a great site. I didn't like it when they changed it. The format of it,
mm-hmm.
and I thought they were way out of, and what's his name, the guy, O'Farley, is that his name?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that was his name.
Vince Farley, I think it is, was running the board, and he apologized for what happened, and he knew they'd got out of line. They overreacted. All I did is when Elizabeth died, and I made a statement that too many of the young people in wrestling were going to the drugs, maybe they should turn their head to God. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they took that down and reprimanded me for that, I was out of there.
Yeah.
And I'm a pretty stubborn guy when something like that happens.
Shock wants to know if you regretted joining the Oddities.
No, it was a strange thing. It's all part of the business. And I thought it was a good way to finish my career, really. I was one of the oddest of the odd.
Yeah.
And, I had no regrets on that. And it helped some other people stay there a little longer and make a few bucks.
Yeah, somebody asked if it's true that the British Bulldogs injected steroids into mine.
Oh, you know what? He probably did when I wasn't around. He was a great river. And there was needles all over the place in one period of our career.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a joke or if he was really serious about that. But
you know what? I'm serious. He probably did.
Please plug your website again and tell us about these supplements.
Well, I don't like to talk about the supplements just over the air like this.
Mm-hmm.
I like to talk to people individually about them.
Okay.
Just to be honest with you, they're fantastic. They're life-saving. It's a very simple thing. And the supplements that I use are 100% money-back guaranteed. In other words, you try them for this 90-day empty package money-back guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
And they're phenomenal. And I think everybody on Earth needs to be on them. And that's the bottom line there. My website is www.georgianwillsteal.com. And go to my message board. You can read about my dyslexia, my learning disabilities, my faith with the Lord. How that just happened 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hall of Fame, the little bit about my background in wrestling and teaching. It's pretty strong website. A lot of information on it.
Sounds amazing. George, I want to thank you for being such a great guest, and hopefully we can have you on again soon.
Well, hopefully I'm still around, huh? I'll stay on my supplements and will be.
Yes, absolutely.
George, always a pleasure. You take care of yourself.
Nice talking to you guys, and God bless.
All right, brother. God bless you.
George the Animal Steel here on Wrestling Weekly, guys. That about wraps things up for tonight. We will be back with you next Tuesday at 8 o'clock Eastern. Keep checking the website for who's going to be our special guest next week.
Yes, who are they?
Don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
Keep checking the website.
It will be posted.
It will be posted.
All right. And then I can get excited, too.
Yes, at WrestlingWeekly.com. Check it out. Don't forget, guys, check out ObsessedWithWrestling.com. It is a great, great website. It's got pretty much everything you need to know about wrestling in it. ObsessedWithWrestling.com.
And if they have time, EPWT.com and Les Thatcher.
Of course. Of course. And we have those links on our website at WrestlingWeekly.com. But check them out, LesThatcher.com and EPWT.com.
And I put a column on PW Insider. Usually it's posted every Thursday.
Yes, and Thursdays is Les Thatcher Day over at PW Insider.
I don't know if it's Les Thatcher Day, but I post a comment.
That's when I go and read it. But we will be back with you guys next week. Thanks to WrestlingRadioNetwork.com. Stay tuned, guys. The Irish Whip is coming up here on Fan Talk Live. We're out of here. For Les Thatcher, I'm Doc Young.
You are Doc Young, and I am Les Thatcher. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye, guys.